5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This happened back in my freshman year of high school. It was an average school day, just like any other for the most part. I remember I was sitting in my history class, which I think was the third period of the day. That's when somebody came to the door of the classroom with a note. I remember back at my high school, a couple of students would work for the office each hour and deliver passes to the students. The passes would usually be for the students to leave school for things like dentist appointments or whatever. When the student got to our class, she handed the note to my teacher, Mr. Watterson. He read the note and then called my name. I was really surprised, because I wasn't aware of having any reason to leave the school that day. I thought maybe I forgot about a dentist appointment or something, but my mother hadn't mentioned anything, and I know she would have. When my name was called, I looked around and then got up and slowly walked to my teacher. He said something like, "See you later, pal. Here's the homework." Then he grabbed the assignment from his desk and handed it to me. I took the note, which also served as a hall pass, and left the classroom. I remember that's when I read the pass for the first time. The note said something like, "I will be here to pick you up for your appointment at 10:30. Mom." I guess I had an appointment of some sort. It just seemed a little bit strange to me. Still, I guess I was happy to be leaving school. I walked through the empty hallways, making my way to the side entrance. There was a parking lot there, which is where people would get picked up by their parents. I got to the doors and went outside into the parking lot. There, I saw a minivan, but it wasn't my mother's van. It was a different model and color. I figured it was somebody else's parent, and my mother wasn't there yet. The time was not quite 10:30, but I think it was like 10:28 or something. I don't remember exactly. I stood there, looking around, waiting for my mother to get there. And then I saw the minivan that was sitting there with the engine running, and the front passenger's window started to roll down. I looked and saw a woman turn her head over and look at me. We made eye contact, and I could tell that she was going to say something. Then she did. The woman said that she was there to pick me up, and my mother had asked her to. She then said that she was a friend of my mother. I had never seen this woman before in my life, though. I may not have been the brightest kid in the world, but I sure wasn't that stupid. I was extremely skeptical. I asked the woman how she knew my mother exactly, and the woman replied saying something like, "We're just old friends." I then told the woman that I didn't feel comfortable going with her, and I was going to wait for my mother. The woman tried to get me to just go in the van. I then turned around to head back into the school. This situation was starting to feel really sketchy. The problem was, when I got back to the side doors of the school, they wouldn't open. The doors were locked. I had forgotten that all doors to the school were locked during the school day besides the front main entrance. Then, things got worse. I looked back to the van to see a side sliding door start to open up. I wasn't aware that anybody else had been inside of it. A man emerged and started walking towards me. The van was maybe 50 feet away at this point, as I stood right outside of the side doors to the school. I felt like my only option was to run away. I turned and ran around to the front side of the school. I didn't bother to look back at all to see if I would be chased. Back then, I could run pretty fast, and luckily, I made it around to the front end of the school pretty quickly. I kept running until I got to the front doors, and then I walked inside. When you first got inside the front doors at the school, there was a little window where a woman sat during the school day. She would ask you who you were, and you had to show her your student ID or whatever. She asked me for my ID, and as I got it out, I tried to tell her about what had just happened. I must not have explained it very well, though, because she seemed pretty confused. And to be honest, the whole situation was pretty confusing. I got a hall pass from my mother to leave school for an appointment that I didn't know what it was. Then, my mother wasn't there, but another woman was, and asked me to go with her. Then a grown man popped out of the side of the van. Believe me, I was just as confused as she was. After confirming my school ID, the woman at the window wrote me a pass to go back to my history class, and I was on my way. I walked through the empty hallways of the school, back to class. This was just about 15 minutes after I had originally left. When I walked back in, my teacher was speaking and there was a video that was paused on the board. I remember it was super awkward walking into the middle of class. Everybody was staring at me. They, as well as the teacher, were probably all really confused seeing me return soon after I had left. "Back so soon?" Mr. Watterson said. I just said, "Yeah, there was confusion and I didn't have to leave." I then sat back down at my desk and the lesson continued. Class only went on for about another 10 minutes after that, and then we were let out. My next period was English. This class was always pretty boring to me for some reason, but it was also fairly easy. I had Miss Gallo as my teacher, who was very nice. I got to class, and the day started like any other. But during this class, probably 20 minutes in, Miss Gallo got a phone call at her desk. She paused the lesson and answered it. When she hung up the phone, she told us that we were going into a lockdown, and she made it clear that this was not a drill. She seemed fairly concerned, and we all had to leave our desks and sit on the ground in the back of the classroom. We had no idea what it was about, and I truly had no clue either. I wasn't able to connect the dots for some reason. The lockdown went on for a good 30 minutes. Everybody was really quiet, and most people didn't say anything. Eventually, there was another phone call. Miss Gallo went over and answered it, and returned to inform us that the lockdown had been lifted. We were all relieved, and we finished up class, which didn't last too much longer. There was still another hour of school left at that point. By the time the school day was over, though, the word had spread and I had found out what the lockdown was for. A man had walked into the school and completely surpassed the woman at the window asking for credentials. She asked him to stop, but he just blew past her without saying a word and walked into the school. He then disappeared into the hallways, and she had to call the office, who made the decision to lock down the school until the individual was found and identified. Unfortunately, he hid. It took about 30 minutes to find him, and the police had to be called. They found him hiding in the bathrooms that were right by my locker. And the craziest part was that it was the same man who had come out of the minivan that had tried to pick me up. This story remains one of the craziest things to ever happen to me. The woman and the man must have somehow created the note for me and tried to get me to leave the school. Who they were and how they found me, I truly have no idea. It really freaks me out to think about that part. Luckily, nothing like that happened again. So this is a story about when I was 18 years old, and I had a personal encounter with a man who caused a lockdown at my school. It all started during the fourth hour of the school day. I was sitting in class, barely awake, when suddenly a noise came over the intercom. The principal said, "Attention students and staff, this is a code red lockdown. Please follow lockdown procedures immediately." My heart sank, as I would assume everyone else's did when hearing this. Our teacher then started telling us where to go. We all had to huddle up in the corner of the room. She then closed and locked the classroom doors and turned out the lights. At this point, everybody started whispering, wondering what exactly was going on. Obviously, we all wanted to know why we were under a lockdown. One of the kids in the class asked the teacher, but she wouldn't tell us. She only told us to stay quiet. The minutes turned into hours, which was awful, because locking a bunch of high school kids in a room without being able to move isn't such a good idea. Many students went on their phones, and others whispered and talked to each other. The classroom became a huge mix of confusion and anxiety. But as the hours dragged on, we sat there, and every noise we heard or thought we heard outside of the room scared us, but we didn't hear much. At this point, we were all convinced that there really was somebody out there with a weapon. Some students speculated about a potential intruder or an active threat, while others whispered about rumors they had heard. At one point, one of the kids in the class got up and couldn't resist looking out the classroom window. The teacher made him sit back down pretty much right away, but he claimed he saw a guy in a red sweatshirt walking down the hallway. I wasn't sure whether to believe him or not. Hours of waiting went by, and soon we reached just about the end of the school day. Then, finally, the long-awaited announcement came over the intercom. "The lockdown has been lifted. Please remain calm and proceed with caution." Everybody was so happy to be able to leave, and the classroom door swung open. We all cautiously stepped back into the hallways. But the story didn't end there for me. Back then, I rode the bus to and from school, and I boarded it along with the other kids. As I rode the bus home, the events of the day replayed in my mind. The whole day just felt weird and off, and it made me more aware of the things around me for the rest of the day. When I got off the bus, I noticed that a ways back, a car was parking on the side of the street outside of my house, and I only lived with my parents, who were both at work at the time. The car wasn't like right in front of my house, but a little ways down. We also lived in a little more rural area, so the yards were bigger and there was a little more space. This also meant that we got less traffic through the neighborhood though. After getting off the bus, I quickly walked inside, hoping that the car would just drive away. When I got inside my house though, I checked out the window and the car was still there. I could see that somebody was inside of it and it just gave me a bad feeling. I didn't want to take any chances. I called my parents, casually asking when they would be home, hiding the anxiety in my voice. They mentioned that they would be a couple of hours, which did not help my situation. I did not tell them about the car on the side of the street because I didn't want them to worry and I hoped that the car would drive away soon. Alone in the house, I hid by the window, peeking through the curtains. The car outside wouldn't leave and it freaked me out. Trying to distract myself, I turned on the TV and put on a sitcom, but my eyes kept darting back to the creepy car outside. It just wouldn't leave. I decided that I wasn't going to look outside anymore. It wasn't doing me any good. Maybe 10 minutes passed and I was just watching the TV. But then I heard a door closing outside. It was a car door. I quickly looked back out the window again, and this time saw a man getting out of the vehicle. He was wearing a red sweatshirt. I watched him start to walk up right into our front yard. I ducked down and then ran away, sprinting for my bedroom. I got inside, closed my door, and hid under my bed like a little kid. I was terrified. My heart was racing, and I didn't know what to do. A few moments went by, and then I heard another sound. It was a knocking at my bedroom window. That just about made me jump up. Immediately, I took out my phone and dialed 911. Whoever was there was definitely up to no good. I told the operator exactly what was going on, and I was told that the police would be there shortly. In the meantime, I wasn't hearing any noises, and the man had knocked on my window just the one time. I was still scared as could be, though. A few more minutes passed, and I remained hidden under my bed. I had hoped that the man had gone away, but just as I was thinking that that may have been a possibility, there was a sound of glass breaking coming from the other end of the house in the back. The guy had broken in. I heard some more noise from that direction, and soon it sounded like somebody was inside. Then I heard another noise. It was police sirens. This was the best sound that I had heard all day. I heard the man inside the house turning around and leaving through the back the way that he had came. Less than a minute later, the police were there. Long story short, they actually caught the guy running away in the neighbor's backyard. The same man was also in fact the cause of the lockdown at my school earlier. Apparently, he had somehow gotten inside the school, probably before it started for the day. Somebody spotted him inside and the school went under a lockdown. I don't know how, but he was able to evade everybody and then leave the school without getting caught, likely escaping out of an open window. I still can't believe how he went to my house of all places afterwards. It makes me think that possibly the guy was stalking me. Either way, I'm glad I don't have to worry about it anymore. This story happened when I had to go to Saturday school. I guess that Saturday school was sort of like detention. I was in high school, and I think that I was a junior. The way I got detention was that I forgot to return several of my school books. We were given books from the library that we needed for certain classes. When the semester was almost over, we were supposed to return the books on our own. However, I forgot, and I actually lost one of the books in my house. Eventually, I found it, and I returned all of my overdue books, but I still had to go to Saturday school. It really wasn't that bad, and pretty much just like study hall. It was just one classroom, which was one of the language arts classrooms. The teacher just sat at his desk and made sure that we all behaved. Occasionally, he let us know what time it was and could answer some questions or help us with problems if he could. I remember that the teacher was Mr. Sanders. He was a nice guy and overall pretty reasonable. I remember that my mom dropped me off at the school just before 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. Saturday school started at 8 and went until 12, but not everyone had to be there the whole time. I only had to be there for 2 hours, so I would get to leave by 10. I know that depending on what some of the kids did to get Saturday school, they might have to write papers or something like that. Other kids just had to work on their own individual homework or just study. I had to write a short paper on what I learned from not returning my books on time. I also brought a little bit of homework to do for another class. When I got there, there was only 4 other students. I recognized 2 of them, and the other 2 I didn't, and they were not in my grade. The ones I recognized were both pretty much troublemakers, kids who would skip class a lot or not turn stuff in. I felt sort of out of place because I was normally a really good student. At 8 a.m., Mr. Sanders shut the door and spoke to us for a few moments, then went behind his desk on his computer. I got to work and wrote the paper. It didn't take that long at all. Then I started doing my homework. I finished that too by the time it was 9:30 a.m. Then I got a book from Mr. Sanders' bookshelf in the back and started reading. I remember that it was a short time after I started reading that Mr. Sanders got up from his desk and said that he was going to the bathroom. He jokingly asked us all if we were going to be okay while he was gone. Then he left. Like a minute later, one of the other kids that was in the classroom got up and left as well. I wasn't quite sure what he was doing, but I didn't think too much of it. I just kept reading. But like 5 minutes later, the school intercom said that we were going under a lockdown. This seemed really strange. We all had no idea why we would be in a lockdown. There was hardly anybody at the school. It was a Saturday. Only one of the doors was even unlocked for people to come in on Saturdays. Most of us knew from lockdown drills that the classroom doors were supposed to be closed, locked, and the lights turned off. Then we were supposed to sit on the ground in the back of the classroom. The problem was that our teacher was gone. We looked around at each other, unsure of what to do. Then someone spoke up and said, "Should we close the door?" We decided that we would. I walked over and closed it, then locked the door. Someone else turned out the lights. We all started talking to each other, wondering what exactly was going on. If our teacher came back, we would let him in, but he most likely had keys with him. We weren't hearing anything from the hallways, but whatever the problem was could have been from anywhere in the school. A few minutes went by, and nothing happened. Then somebody tried opening the door. Thinking it might be the teacher, I got up and walked over to it. But by the time I got there and looked out, nobody was there. I went back and sat down at my desk again. We were really confused in the classroom now. Less than a minute later, it sounded like we heard some shouting in the distance. Then someone tried opening our classroom door, and that was followed by more knocking on it. I walked over once again, and this time looked out the small window. It was the kid who had been in our class earlier but left. He was yelling and asking to be let in. I was just about to open the door for him when I heard more shouting coming from down the hallway. I heard somebody say police. The kid ran away from the door down the hallway. For several minutes, we were as confused as ever. But the lockdown ended about 5 minutes later, and several police officers knocked on our door. We let them in, and they explained the situation to us. When our teacher, Mr. Sanders, had left to use the bathroom, the other student left the classroom to follow him. The student knocked the teacher unconscious by punching him from behind. A janitor heard the incident, and then the student ran. That sent the school into a lockdown, and the police were called. I'm glad that I didn't let that student back into the classroom. Mr. Sanders ended up being okay, but he had to go to the hospital with a minor concussion. I'm not sure what that kid's problem with Mr. Sanders was exactly, but I did hear that he had been suspended earlier in the year for fighting. That was the only time I went to Saturday school.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and more. Save big money on Procter & Gamble products now through February 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money.